Hello, here we are with Bob to highlight our community support for our law enforcement and first responders. Bob's with the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Bob, my first question for you is, why did you become a sheriff's officer?
Well, I guess I got into law enforcement a number of years ago just because I enjoyed the thinking that I would be out there helping our community, and I think that I have been doing that, and I know that the Sheriff's Department, that's the main goal. And I just wanted to give back to the community, and I enjoy the pace of it, and the things aren't the same every day, and I guess that's the kind of things I like.
Nice. Not to take you back too many years, but what was the training like when you first started to get into law enforcement? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I'm sure it was a little bit different than it was. I started in 1974, so I've been around for a while, and, you know, we're a lot. The training was basically they took you out and showed you a few things and put you out there, and you kind of learned on your own, and you went to the basic. At that time was 6 weeks, and now it's 12 weeks, so things have changed a little bit then. But, you know, things are a little bit slower pace, I would say. You know, they also taught us the fundamentals, so I think I was trained well, and I think the Sheriff's Department really wants to make sure that we have a safe community.
When did you come to Sydney, or have you always been here?
No, I'm originally from Wolf Point. After getting out of college, I came here in 1974. And I've been here ever since, and I've raised my family here. I've raised 3 children here, and one of them still lives here, and the other 2 live elsewhere. But that's when I came here, and I worked for the police department, and then I went over to the sheriff's office.
What would you say is some of the more challenging things about your job?
Well, I guess the more challenging things is they're always sometimes dealing with people that aren't having the best day of their lives, or things aren't going, you know, real smooth for them. So it's always dealing with people in stressful situations can be a challenge. But as long as the person tries to remain calm and do your job and not let your, you know, anger or something like that get in, I think you can maintain ability to make sure the job gets done. And I think the other thing is being in administration is also dealing with fellow employees and taking care of the day-to-day needs of theirs. So it's a kind of a twofold thing, not only the citizens, but you got to take care of your employees too.
And what would you say working, you know, with the citizens and working with law enforcement, what would you say is the most rewarding thing about your job?
Well, the most rewarding thing is just seeing that you're making a difference in your community, making what you feel is a safe community for people to live and to raise their families and not to be afraid to go out and do things. And I guess that's the main thing that I think is the rewarding part, is just seeing that get accomplished.
And how has this community shown their support for you?
Well, this community has always been real supportive of law enforcement, and both for, I'm sure, for the police department and for the sheriff's office. They were there for us when we needed it, and lately it's just been unbelievable, the people that and the groups that have been bringing by items, you know, goodies from cookies to sandwiches to you name it, they've been bringing it by, just telling us that they support us. And I guess the nice thing is that I walk into a business just buying groceries at a grocery store, and somebody will come up and say, you know, we support our law enforcement in this community. So that's a good feeling.
Definitely. With the Sheriff's Department being, you know, Richland County, and with Sydney being right in the middle of that, tell me a little bit about how your mutual aid works between, let's say, Sydney law enforcement and the EMS and our firefighters.
I think we do, and I hope that we do. We work together. We have a centralized dispatch that the sheriff's office runs that dispatches, takes the calls and dispatches the fire, the ambulance, the police department, and the sheriff's department, and the highway patrol. So, I mean, we work together with that, and it seems like when we need something, the other group is there. You know, the fire department will say something, and they'll be right there helping us. You know, not only Sydney's fire department, but Savage and Lambert and Fairview's fire department are always willing to help us in any way.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome, working together.
There's always people behind the scene that don't get noticed. Dispatching, they're the ones that take the call. They're not only talking to the person that needs the assistance, but then they're the ones that has to figure out who needs to go on this and getting them going, getting the fire department or the EMS or, you know, highway patrol or whatever law enforcement agency or service is needed. They're the ones that have to take it. And sometimes they're the forgotten ones. And another one that's always forgotten, I'm just going to add in, is our detention staff. They play a big role. They have to take care of the people that are being held, and they're the ones that take care of their day-to-day needs. And so they're working, all law enforcement is working 24 hours a day, you know, every day, and even on holidays and things. And these dispatchers give up a lot, and detention officers, just like everyone else, you know, they give up a lot to help their community.
So tell me, Bob, when you're not doing administration and law enforcement, what's your favorite pastime?
Seems like I must enjoy work because it seems like I'm always working on something else outside of that. But I guess lately my favorite pastime is I'm blessed to be able to have grandchildren that live in Sydney, and I'm able to see their different events. I have two grandsons that are big into wrestling, and I got to follow them last year, and I'm hoping to get to follow them the next. And I have a granddaughter that's a cheerleader, and I see her, and I got another one that's in dance and different things. So that's what I enjoy. My wife and I really enjoy just seeing them grow and participate and, you know, achieve things. And it's fun to go to their different school events.
Nice. What's your favorite kind of car, and what are you hoping to see out there?
Well, I guess, you know, being someone my age, you know, we like the older cars. You know, I like the more the sporty type cars that I kind of grew up with. Those are always fun to see, you know, and they always wish that you had one. But then, you know, I guess my son and I have had some, and it seems like they're a lot of work, but it's rewarding. But those are the types of cars I like to see.
On behalf of our community, we'd like to thank you for taking this time to come down, and we definitely support you and your agency and all the agencies you work with. So I'd like to take a moment to say thank you very much.
Thank you to you guys, and big thank you to the community for always being supportive of us and continuing, and hope we can continue showing you that we deserve that support.